Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7.
DA, beam me up. Finally on the mothership. I love your show, man.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a key AFC South showdown between Deshaun Watson and the Texans taking on Ryan Tannehill and the Titans. Others will see the Chiefs hosting Denver, plus other regional action. It all begins. The JB and the guy setting up the day on the NFL Today, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Appreciate you being with us on a fine Monday morning. The DA Show discussing everything that happened yesterday in the NFL, as well as the college football playoff rankings are set, and the committee, I think, got it right. You can listen to anything that you may have missed or want to hear again in podcast form by simply going to Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. Also on Spotify, Stitcher, Radio.com, and all other places that podcasts are available. Our next guest, longtime NFL analyst, now a member of the Pro Football Focused crew. And whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair GM, make sure you go to PFF.com for their premium stats and analysis. Use the promo code QB25 and get 25% off your elite subscription today. Our friend Solomon Wilcots. Solomon, good morning.
DA, good morning to you. And boy, what a weekend of NFL football, right?
No doubt. And let's start with the Patriots and the Chiefs last night. The Patriots offense, once again, really struggling. They needed a lot of trick plays, gadget plays to move the football. If you put your finger on the biggest problem of the Patriots offense, what would it be?
Well, I think to me it's pretty clear that these Patriots wide receivers are not on the same page with their quarterback, Tom Brady. In the National Football League, receivers are expected to be able to do what we call sight adjust. That means you've got to be able to read coverages post-snap, after the ball is snapped, and secondaries are rotating the coverage. You have to read it accurately. More importantly, you got to read it and see it the same way as your quarterback. Julian Edelman is very proficient in this level. Remember, Wes Welker was great at it. There was a reason why guys like Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, did not quite fit into that system. There's been some veteran players who have struggled to fit in, and now these younger receivers are struggling, and it's really frustrating Tom Brady, and that's why you see them now averaging, what, only 17 points a game over their last four contests? They're struggling to put points on the board.
You know, this team has now played three playoff contenders and lost to them all, the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Ravens. The last time they beat a team that has a winning record was the Bills back in September. What does that tell you about where the Patriots rank in terms of the hierarchy of the AFC?
Yeah, it tells you that your defense can feast, right, at a historic level the first eight games of the season. When you're playing the likes of Daniel Jones, when you're playing the likes of Sam Darnold, who said he was seeing ghosts, when you're playing the likes of Josh Rosen, okay, and they're all inexperienced quarterbacks. But then when you run into guys that kind of know what to do, and even a great defense is struggling against really capable and competent quarterbacks. But the offense, I think, is really where the Achilles heel exists, and I think it's these young receivers. Now, hey, look, I think N'Keal Harry's going to be a good player, to be honest with you. I think he's trying to find his footing. Philip Dorsett, who's been in this system for a while, he's struggling to be on the same page with Brady. We normally would expect the receivers and every player on this team to have come into form by the time you get to the middle of December. And unfortunately, that's one of the critical areas, the wide receivers, that's one of the areas where they have not matured over the course of the season. And now they're paying dearly for it.
Solomon Wilcots joins us from Pro Football Focus. Let's look at that great Niners and Saints game from yesterday. Jimmy Garoppolo had a huge day. He was able to out-duel Drew Brees. When you look at Garoppolo's game yesterday and that type of win, do you think that's kind of a career-dividing or at least signature victory for Garoppolo at the quarterback position, showing that they can actually win with him being the focal point of the offense?
Well, there's no doubt he's maturing and growing in Kyle Shanahan's offense. This offense does, I think, a really good job of making quarterbacks look good. And the reason why is because it does a good job of getting the runner and the run game to the second level. The reason why that's critical, because all the other plays come off of that kind of motion. You saw the reverse bootlegs. You saw a double reverse wide receiver pass. You saw a myriad of imaginative, creative offensive plays. And it was just incredible, and it all came simply because they do a really good job of getting the runner to the second level, and it sets everything else up.
When you see that Saints defense and the Niners defense, which should have been so good or has been so good, giving up those types of yards and points, does it give you pause that, whoa, maybe there's a vulnerability with those two defenses, or were those just two great offenses on a day landing those big haymakers?
It was two great offenses on a day landing big haymakers, just like you said. But it was also two great play callers. It was two great imaginative, creative offensive coaches matching wits, the way that they stack the plays and the way that they layer the plays. They set up one play off of another, then they come back with another. And they were able to do things that you didn't expect. Like, who would expect that Jared Cook would be the lead go-down-the-field guy? Coming into the game, the New Orleans Saints, they were not an attack down-the-field kind of offense. Everything had been dink and dunk, even with Drew Brees in there. And then they came out just going deep, using a tight end, a position they haven't had in quite some time. So I think it caught the Niners off guard. How about George Kittle? He didn't really make his presence felt in this game until the fourth quarter. He had been primarily a blocker in the run game, setting up some of those run plays that we had talked about. And then when he was needed, he came on big. When Mike Thomas was needed, he came on big. So they still rely on players. The one thing about the 49ers, ODA, if you told me who is the offense geared around, who is the go-to guy in this offense, I mean, you might say Emmanuel Sanders, but you know he just showed up. There's not one guy you can really focus on. If you try to take away Kittle, you know, it might be Mostert one day. It might be Coleman one day. It might be one of the other running backs or one of the receivers. It might be Deebo Samuels one day. It just seems like there's not one guy you can really key on, but there's about four or five different guys that help carry the load of the offense.
I love your point of the play calling, because you were right. Those were two of the most imaginative schemes and play callers yesterday going back and forth, and that's what made that such a great game. Solomon Wilcots joins us this morning here on Pro Football Focused here on CBS Sports Radio. Bills and Ravens yesterday. The Ravens haven't looked great the last 2 weeks, but they found ways to win against both the Niners and the Bills, two very good teams and two very good defenses. What did that tell you about the Ravens?
Tells me that this offense is not some fad, that they do have some layers to it. It's got some depth to it, because I have all the respect in the world for Sean McDermott and at least his pass defense. Coming into yesterday's game, that defense had only given up 9 touchdown passes in 12 games, the third best coverage grade that we give to any defense here at PFF, second only to the Patriots and to the 49ers. And yet the Ravens, okay, with a mostly running quarterback, carved up McDermott's group, which is a great secondary, by the way, for 3 touchdown passes. You wouldn't expect that. You would say, okay, you got to defend the run, you got to do all these things, but Lamar Jackson was really competent, throwing for 3 touchdowns, mainly to the tight ends, okay, Nick Boyle, Hayden Hurst. So they've got some layers to this offense that they can now build upon the run game, the many different looks they give you in the backfield, whether it's Lamar Jackson, whether it's Mark Ingram, whether it's play action. But these tight ends are the most critical part of the passing game, and Lamar Jackson can make plays throwing from the pocket. So I'm impressed with what I'm seeing from the Ravens each and every week.
Solomon Wilcots, Pro Football Focus. Whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or maybe just another armchair GM, make sure you go to PFF.com, get premium stats and analysis, and use the promo code QB25. You'll get 25% off your elite subscription today. Got great stats, a great breakdown, great heavy analytics that you can really use and dig deeper into the NFL and what you just saw over the weekend. Solomon, always love catching up, my man. Thanks so much for doing it. Hey. Can't wait to do it again.
All right. We give you more than the box score. That's what we do, D.A.
That's exactly right. I love it. Thanks, Solomon. Solomon right. Wilcots joining us this morning here on the show. Really good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.